It all began when I walked downtown. I was walking, you went by in a hot rod. I didn't like how it felt. I didn't like the guy driving that hot rod. It all began when I saw that car. To impress you, I stole a car. I didn't think you liked me anyway, not much when I saw that car. It all began when I walked downtown. I was walking, you went by in a hot rod. I didn't like how it felt. I didn't like the guy driving that hot rod. I looked good in that car, so to impress you, I drove by your house. I didn't think I was going that fast, not much, I looked out of place. Looked back, red lights and a siren, going too fast, it wasn't my Lincoln. I didn't think I'd get away, but 430 cubes put that Lincoln away. I didn't think I'd land in a ditch, so what, I left my fingerprints. I know, I saw you laughing, it all began with that hot rod. Thank you.
my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the
from GBH. You're listening to KZSC Santa Cruz 88.1 FM.
Hi, this is Kai of GBH and you're listening to KZSC Santa Cruz 88.1 FM.
My name's Jock and I listen to KZSC Santa Cruz 88.1 FM.
Likes Charles Bukowski so much in my lit class.
Jam.
He's always talking about him. It's amazing. What Jam. Did I play? Cher did Blowing in the Wind, and that goes out to Cher because she won. Yay!
Best actress for this year. Rock on, Cher.
Best is rest.
And you know what she says? If she can do it, anyone can do it. That's what she said.
Yeah. That's what she said?
That's what she said at the
she's
press
hot.
Conference.
So no. He's hot. Maybe even Ted can do it.
I doubt it.
He doesn't have the look.
He sure is trying over
not
there
like
in the production
us.
Studio.
You know what?
He?
Let's listen to what he's doing in the production
okay,
studio
let's
right
take
now.
What's
listen.
Ted listening to? It's something horrible.
Anybody know what this is?
Tackhead.
Tackhead. Oh, too hip, man.
Way too hip for me. I like what we have. Because, well, you can't even hear this in the grocery store. If I had a grocery store, I'd play Devo elevator music.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Wig out all these old blue-haired women. Anyway, The Longshoremen did Hot Rod, and the Butthole Surfers, that was number three.
Number three, what was the picture of?
I don't want to say what the picture was.
Oh, okay, that was the first idea.
You all have to go out and buy the album and check out the pictures. They don't have titles, they have pictures.
Jam.
Yeah.
By David, Charles Bukowski.
Charles Bukowski. David Wang Powers, or Wayne Powers, did Conversations of Love. The Longshoremen did State Line. And before that song, I played something I got on my answering machine from Dog and the Longshoremen. Yay, so rad. And I can't really say what he meant by that, but he's coming to visit me, so I'm excited. Dead Kennedys did Rawhide, Vampira, and the Satan's Cheerleaders did I'm Damned. Kind of sounds like I'm Cramped.
Yeah.
A lot like it.
I wonder who stole that from whom.
I think the Cramps stole from somebody, actually. So.
Knowing
that.
It's
a long line. Like, I don't know. So, are we going to rock out the rest of the night?
Well, not exactly, but we are going to do some rockin', and we're going to start with an old Motown tune.
Oh. So we're going to shake our hips.
Yeah, shake your hips, flap your lips, something like that.
Oh.
this is what I had. I said, doctor, Mr. MD,
doctor,
could you please tell me what's in me?
Doctor,
he said, yeah. All you need, all you really need, cause you gotta have
love.
All you need is love. But good love, baby.
Good love.
She said, yeah. All you need, all you really need. Come on, give me that love. All I need is love. Good love, baby.
Good love.
She said, yeah. All you need, all you really need. Come on, give me that
love.
All I need is love. Good loving, baby.
Good
loving, baby. Loving early in the morning. Loving late at night.
Love.
Every day I need
love.
Every night I need
love.
All right, that was Bobby McFerrin with the Good Lovin', and before that we had Black Sheep doing Stop in the Name of Love, so it was just kind of a trip down memory lane. And speaking of trips down memory lane, we're very lucky to have in the studio with us tonight Mr. Robert Plant, who is in, Led Zeppelin, yes. And so he agreed to come up for an interview, and I'd like to start, Bob. Huh? Sorry? I can't hear you. What's that?
Is he doing some solo stuff now?
Yes, his new album, Now and Zen, is out, and that's what we're here to talk about. But first, Bob, I wanted to ask you, what was it like going solo after being in such a big, popular, and may I say brilliant band as Led Zeppelin?
It's been a very satisfying music for many years, and if there was ever any doubt, it was built around self-abuses rather than what the music could give me. It was a very serious thing. I loved it, you know.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, I can see why.
Back on my own, I had to deny this amazing thing. Because if I were to kind of court it and use it as a kind of implement to gain further success beyond the fact that I was a singer, then what did that make me, you know? I didn't want to do that. I wanted to be seen, to be standing on my own, for better or worse, if I never really ever had any more commercial acceptance or whatever. Well, tough.
Well, that's interesting. And can you tell us a little bit about how you got your new band together?
My management decided to fish around to see what they could come up with.
Too bad you couldn't do it yourself, huh?
Gifted with 1,000 Brian Adams sing-alikes.
Oh, it must have been
like
horrible for you.
Linger Along with Brian. Everybody was telling them, all these tapes came cluttering through the letterbox every morning.
Uh-huh.
And everything was a sort of, it was either Midwest Kansas remake. It was as if nobody really knew that I hadn't actually ever been like that. And then suddenly in some Virgin Music came a demo tape, which was excellently performed by a group called The Rest Is History.
Uh-huh.
And that was Phil Johnson and his partner Dave Barrett. And he brought along Chris Blackwell, the drummer. From him came Doug Boyle, the guitarist. And Phil Scragg, the bass player.
Well, that's fascinating. So I thought before we get into your new album, we'd play something from an old Led Zeppelin album. So let's just get into that. Request, by the way, I just wanted to make that clear.
Hey, remember the guy that... There was the guy that called up and he wanted the beginnings of Black Sabbath.
Yeah, oh, we
song.
Couldn't, we don't
we couldn't
have
find it.
It. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
We only have about three
think of something
Black
else.
Sabbath albums.
Yeah.
It's too bad.
You know what, we have no Van Halen albums. We have two. We have Diver Down and we have the one with the little kid with wings, you know?
Oh, 1984.
That's
well, Diver
really
Down's the best album, though.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, say what you will.
Okay. Sorry about that, Luke.
What do you
though?
Think, Bob? Well, if I might get personal for a moment, I just I wanted to ask you about your daughter. You know, how's she doing these days?
She can't wait for me to go on tour so she can go off to Florida to be good. Come on, Dad. She still thinks that I'm doing the right thing. I mean, she hasn't said, uh-huh. I think it's time you stopped. And I know she would do, you know?
Yeah, she's that
she
kind
really
of girl.
She really likes the record, though. She's pleased about things like Billy's Revenge, which is a track that's really right up her street, because it's kind of halfway between Led Zeppelin and Gene Vincent.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite tracks. And this track is from The Wall. I guess it... Oh, my goodness, this is Pink Floyd. I thought this was... Oh, I'm sorry. But actually, the request was for Pink Floyd, so I guess it all works out, huh?
Some call the line that surrounded the shroud, warm my man. Radio fare, Tune in Tuesday, April 19th at 11 p.m. for Wrecking Machine on the Argyle Adventure Tree.
Santa Cruz's On Speed Metal outfit will be playing all their hits only on the Argyle Adventure Tree, 11 p.m. Tuesday, April 19th.
Yeah, just listen.
Argyle!
That's right, if you want to catch Wrecking Machine, they're going to come here. That's right, all their latest hits.
Yeah, just listen.
Yeah, next Tuesday here at 11 o'clock at KZSC, you guys have got to listen, it'll be really hot. And if you're just wondering, like maybe you haven't heard them or something, their tape's on sale down at
Universe's
Records. And so we're about to play the hit single off of their new album. The name of the album is I Am Born by Wrecking Machine. And the name of the song we're going to play is I Am Born, of course. So here we go. Wrecking Machine playing here next Tuesday.
Yeah.
that's the way I like it, baby. I don't want to live forever. And don't forget the Joker.
Voulez-vous danser avec moi? Merci beaucoup. Oh, oui, oui, oui. Vous êtes adorable.
Vive la France!